Hey, this is MD, and you're listening to Relate with MD. Podcast Nation, I'm back. I've been out of pocket for the last 2 weeks and just doing life, dealing with life, as you know how that can be. But I am back, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast. So, on to the topic of today. The topic of today is no one owes you anything. No one owes you anything. No one is obligated to be good to you, and that just should not be your expectation. Nothing will set you up for hurt and disappointment and pain that you may or may not recover from. Nothing will set you up for that type of scenario more than thinking that someone owes you something or that you deserve to be treated well by people. Listen, no one thinks about anyone else unless they're Jesus but themselves. I have gone through life, and I'm telling you, I have been screwed by one person that I expected to be good after another. I'm talking about pastors. I'm talking about relatives. I'm talking about close friends. I'm talking about myself. Sometimes I don't treat myself very well. I'm not good to myself. I mean, just think about that for a second. Why leave yourself to such vulnerability by expecting people to be good to you, when in reality, there's really no guarantee of that, nor is that something that you should expect from people. If anything, if you want to be good, then you just do good and you just be the person who does good, but don't expect it back from anyone. You know, even people whose profession is to help people, have their own personal agendas, have their own personal ambitions, they're still looking out for number one. Yeah, they will try to help you with your issues, but at the end of the day, if your issues goes beyond what they're comfortable with, believe me, you will be put second to their comfort. I say this because this has been done to me by a pastor even. So, no one owes you anything. Let's just dig in to that a little bit deeper. We oftentimes expect people to be good to us because maybe we feel like we are so good to them. Maybe because we feel like we do a lot for that specific person, or maybe just for society in general, and we feel like we're not getting the return on investment that we should get. Problem with that is that operating with that kind of mentality will cause you to give up on doing what would normally give you satisfaction if you just did not have the expectation of getting something back in return. You know, in order for any human being, you, myself, any one of us, to achieve anything great with the life that we have, and believe me, we have a short life, right? We have a very short life, and we want to make an impact. We want to achieve. But nothing will keep us from achieving, from having a positive impact, from doing something good, something impactful, something meaningful with our lives. Nothing will cause us to not do that than doing things and expecting something in return for it. You know, people who achieve great things are usually people with really thick skin. I mean, they've got thick skin. Now there are people with thick skin and their heart is just evil. And then there are people who have thick skin, but can still maintain a compassionate heart. You know, and I think the way that you have thick skin And a compassionate heart is if you don't expect people to be anything specific to you or for you or for the world. If you don't expect people to be good to you or good to the world or good to anything that matters to you, and you're simply living from a place of, hey, this is who I want to be. I want to be compassionate. I want to be giving. I'm going to do this whether people are like this or not. This is going to be who I am. I think the only way that you can have thick skin is if you really don't expect anyone to owe you anything, anyone to be good to you or to be good to the things that matter to you or to care about the things that you care about, but that you are simply good with just you being the only person who cares, who is compassionate, who is good. Whether anyone is or not, this is who you are and this is who you want to be, and that's how you're going to be. No matter what, we cannot let who we become, who we are, be determined by whether or not the other person is acting, behaving, and being the same way. And part of that is really just really realizing that no one owes you anything. No one needs to be good in order for you to be good. Detach yourself, get a thicker skin, and be good because that's who you want to be and not need it from anyone else. Man, I was definitely on fire for that one. I mean, I just believe in this so much that, you know, the only way that we can survive is if we have thicker skin, but have thick skin, but not lose that goodness that we want to have, you know, that being that we want to become. You know, I'm sharing this with you from a lot of experiences. I mean, you know, I have been disappointed left and right from the beginning of time, it seems. And I'm sure a lot of you have too. And I'm sure that we're all trying to navigate this thing that is the social web that we live in. You know, a great man once said, life is relationships. And it is so true. And you know, it's sad that the education system don't really teach us what it means to be social, what it means to socialize, what it means to navigate this thorny bush that is social existence. But I'm passionate about this thing because I feel like there needs to be more voices that are real when it comes to relationships, when it comes to relating, when it comes to how to get yourself together and how to deal with people as they are. And I really honestly believe that in the next 5 to 10 years, I think things are going to get worse. I think that people that are coming up now, it's a mess. It's going to be a mess. And I feel like more than ever, people need voices of reason, voices of truth, voices that will help them navigate this thing. Because I believe that people are going to be more and more selfish, less loving, less giving, unless there are more people stepping up and leading the way. Listen, I am on Anchor right now and sharing my heart and sharing my views because of a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary V, I want to shout you out. I mean, he definitely doesn't need that from little me, but I'm doing this and I'm telling you that you can have a voice too. I mean, I'm doing this on Anchor. It's such an easy app. Download the app and be a voice because you know what? There's plenty of space. There's a circle of influence that you have, and with the stuff that you've gone through, you know, the people with the best advice are the people that have been through something. And maybe you're still learning from your own advice, but you know what? Maybe your advice can save someone while you're still learning from your own advice. It doesn't hurt to put it out there, but I really truly believe that especially in the next 5 to 10 years, there's gonna be a lot of confused kids that are coming up. I mean, even now, you know, we're dealing with stuff. And I just feel it's going to get worse just because of the way that the world is. And sometimes we just need a voice, just a nudge in the right direction so that we can shape the course of our lives just a little bit differently. If it gets shaped or directly just a little bit differently in a good direction, I think it can make all the difference in the world, that chain effect. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that I'll be able to share more of my personal stories with you as we go along. I almost stopped this podcast, but I said to myself, no, man, I can't stop. I have to just keep going with this thing. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your subscription. I want to thank you for sending messages on Anchor. I want to thank you for following me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is @RelateWithMD, @RelateWithMD. Follow me on there. I'm going to try to put more and more content up. Again, thank you for bearing with me being out of pocket for the last couple of weeks. As always, check in next week for a brand new podcast. Thank you so much for listening.